Virtus is a Latin word for manliness, but it also implies excellence and courage. Welcome to Virtus, a show dedicated to inspiring and cultivating virtue, character, courage, excellence, manliness, and honor. I am your host, Bo Hutchess. To be a virtuous man, to be a man with Virtus, you've got to be a man who is able to get the job done. You see, one of the uses of the word virtue is just that, that something is useful. There's efficacy. There's a power in something. Sometimes you hear more older authors talk about the virtue of something. And they're not talking about the character of something. They're not talking about the integrity. They're not talking about like the character state of somebody, the moral quality of somebody. But they're talking about a person's power or efficacy. They're talking about a certain thing's power or efficacy. For example, you might hear the phrase, the virtue of a knife is seen in the cutting. If a knife is virtuous, if it's able to get the job done, then it cuts. You might hear it in some other setting to where you see that this thing is powerful or it's useful, to where it might be described as it still has its virtue, it still has its power, it still has its usefulness. In fact, in The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, Aragorn, when he's looking for Kingsfoil, he says some of his older herbs, they might still have some virtue left in them. They might still have some power, some efficacy, some usefulness. So to be a man of virtue is to be able to get the job done, to be useful, to be a helping hand, to be someone who can be dependable, to be someone who can be trusted. In order to be a virtuous man, you've got to be this type of person, that there's power in you. Someone can entrust you with certain things that need to get done. Virtue is not just saying you can get something done, but to be a man of virtues is actually getting the job done. So be a man of virtue. Get the job done. Be a man of virtue. Be powerful. Be useful. And be efficacious to the task at hand. Thanks for listening. Remember that pursuing virtues is a journey, and it's a road that we are always walking. With new information, it's now time to act. So be wise and take responsibility. Be courageous and do what you need to do today.